minus 10, 9, 8. We have a go for main engine start. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
Copy 101.4 by 103.6. Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are confirmed to go for orbit. Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are go for TLI. Over. Ignition and the thrust is go. Apollo 11, this is Houston at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance look good and the stage is good. Over.
Apollo 11, Roger.
35,000 feet per second. Velocity 35,570 feet per second, altitude 177 nautical miles.
Peg Houston, Apollo 11 at that end gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it certainly looks like you're well on your way now.
That was Neil Armstrong praising the launch vehicle.
We have no complaints with any of the three stages on that ride. It was beautiful.
Roger, we copy. No transients at staging of any significance, over.
That's right. It was all a good ride.
Houston, roger out. Apollo 11, this is Houston. For your information, we expect the maneuver to separation attitude to begin at 3 plus 05 plus 03 and to be completed at plus 09 plus 20. Separation at 3 plus 15 plus 00.
Roger. Time to begin maneuver is 305.03, complete 309.20, and separation 3 plus 15 00.
Roger, that separation should be 3 plus 15 is 03. My error in reading up.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, the velocity falling off now. Immediately after shutdown, we're showing 34,000 feet per second now, but the altitude building, 512 nautical miles.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. All the booster functions are proceeding normally. The sequencing is in good shape, and it doesn't look like they're having any problems at all, over.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, and we're showing orbital weight now, 138,892.9 pounds.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Hello, Houston. This is Apollo 11. I'm reading you loud and clear. Go ahead, over.
Roger. 11, this is Houston. We had to shift stations. We weren't reading you through Goldstone. We show Pyro Bus A armed and Pyro Bus B not armed at the present time. Over.
That's affirmative, Houston. That's affirmative.
Roger.
The S-4B has completed its maneuver to separation attitude. Four minutes away from separation. 4 minutes. At 3 hours, 11 minutes into the mission, velocity 26,314 feet per second. Distance from Earth, 3,140 nautical miles. The S-4B is reported in a stable attitude for this separation. Rates are less than 1/10 of a foot per second in all axes. 1 minute to separation.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Your go for separation. Our system's recommendation is arm both pyro buses, over.
Okay, pyro B coming armed. My intent is to use bottle primary one as per the checklist, therefore I just turned A on.
Roger, we concur with the logic.
We're awaiting confirmation of separation.
That was secondary propellant on Quad Bravo.
Quad Bravo, yeah. Both the primary and secondary propellant.
Roger, we copy.
He's stand by.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Radio check, over. Roger, we're copying you about 5x2. Very weak. Can you give us a status report, please? I understand you are using the high gain, over.
That's affirmative.
Roger, I read you very loud and clear, Buzz. Mike's pretty weak.
Roger, we've got the high gain locked on now, I believe, auto tracking now.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear, but Mike is just barely readable.
How is Neil? How are you reading Mike?
Oh, loud and clear now, Mike, and we understand that you are docked.
That's fine. Houston, CDI, how do you read just it?
11 CDR, loud and clear, Neil.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 11's velocity now 21,096 feet per second. Distance from Earth 6,649 nautical miles.
Eleven, this is Houston, over.
Hi, Houston, Apollo 11, go ahead.
Roger, when you commented on the quad Bravo problem at separation, you're a little weak. Could you go through what you did after you noticed the talkback's barber pole again, please? We copied the primary and secondary propellant talkbacks on SMRCS Quad Bravo 1-2 barber pole and separator.
Roger, that is affirmative, and we moved that switch to the open position, and they went back to gray, or?
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. We're 34 minutes away from extraction of the lunar module from its adapter in the third stage of the Saturn. The crew has started pressurizing the LEM.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 11, go ahead.
Roger, could you give us some comments on how the transposition and docking went, over?
Yeah,
Houston, although I expect I used more gas than I've been using in the simulator. The turnaround maneuver, I went pitch Excel command and started to pitch up, and then when I put the manual attitude pitch back to rate command, for some reason it stopped its pitch rate, and I had to go back to Excel command and hit what I thought was an extra proceed on the disky. Then during the course of that, we drifted slightly further away from the S4B than I expected. I expected to be out about 66 feet, and my guess would be I was around 100 or so, and therefore I expect I used a bit more coming back in. But except for using a little more gas, and I'd be interested in your numbers on that, everything went nominally.
This is Houston. Roger, we copy.
That was Mike Collins giving the description on the transposition and docking. At 3 hours 46 minutes, velocity is 18,917 feet per second. Distance from Earth, 9,002 nautical miles.
Houston, go ahead.
Roger. Lem looks to be in pretty fine shape. About all we can see from here.
Okay, in reference to your question on this step 13 on the decal, I understand that you have used up the contents of the repress O2 package, and at that time, instead of being up to
5 PSI. You were reading 4.4, is that correct?
Okay, 4.4, yes, sir.
Okay, and you want to know if you can go ahead and use additional oxygen to bring the command module up to 5.0 and continue the equalization? Over.
Yeah, we think it's within normal tolerances, Bruce. We just wanted to get your concurrence before we press on with this procedure.
Roger, Apollo 11, go ahead.
Okay, we're pressing on with the procedure.
And 11, Houston, we have a request for you on the service module secondary propellant fuel pressurization valves. As a precautionary measure, we'd like you to momentarily cycle the four switches to the closed position and then release. As you know, we have no TM or talkback on these valve positions, and it's conceivable that one of them might also have been moved into a different position by the shock of separation. Over.
Okay, good idea. That's being done.
Houston, roger out. Apollo 11, Houston, we're doing a non-propulsive vent on the booster at the present time. You may see some sort of a cloud coming out of it, and when you're ready, I have your evasive maneuver pad.
Roger, it's coming out.
Roger out.
It's a haze that's going by toward our minus X direction, and several small particles are moving along with it. The actual velocity is fairly high. At least it appears to be high. And we've got an O2 high, flow high right now.
Houston, roger out. Roger 11, this is Houston. Understand, 12 latches locked.
That was Buzz Aldrin reporting that all 12 of the latches in the docking mechanism had locked.
11 Houston, whenever you're possessed of a free moment there, we've got this evasive maneuver pad.
Okay. Go ahead, Houston. Apollo 11, ready to copy.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Evasive maneuver, SPS GNN, 63481. Plus 0905 minus 020 GETI 004 40 0100 plus 00051 plus all balls plus 00190 roll is your option. Pitch 213 357. Noun 44 is NA. Delta VT 00197. 003 00152. The rest of the pad is NA. No ullage. LEM weight 33290. Read back over. Apollo 11, this is Houston, standing by for your read back, over. A11 Houston, do you read? Over. Apollo 11, this is Houston, do you read? Over.
All of a sudden there, we had a little click and the signal strength began to start dropping off. Your transmissions were cut off very abruptly. How do you read now?
Roger, loud and clear. We had a handover to Madrid about the time I was, I guess, halfway through the pad. If you could give me the last value you read, I'll pick up there. Over.
Okay, start with Delta VZ. Over.
Roger, Delta VZ is plus 00190. Roll your option. Pitch 213 357, and noun 44 is NA. Delta VT 00197. 003 00152. The rest of the pad is NA. And no ullage. LEM weight 33290. Read back over.
Roger, Houston, evasive maneuver, SPS, GNN, 63481, plus 0905, minus 020, 00440, 0100, plus 00051, plus all zeros, plus
0190. Roll crew option 213357 NA 00197 003 00152. No ullage. LEM weight 33290. Over.
11, this is Houston. Read back correct out.
This is Apollo Control at 4 hours, 4 minutes. Apollo 11's velocity now is 17,014 feet per second. Its distance from Earth, 11,753 nautical miles. We're about 5 minutes away from ejection of the lunar module, and about 35 minutes away from this evasive maneuver. The ignition time on the evasive maneuver, an elapsed time of 4 hours, 40 minutes, 1 second. It will be a service propulsion system burn of 3 seconds duration, delta V 19.7 feet per second.
Yeah, Houston, Apollo 11.
Go ahead, 11.
We'd like to arm our logic switches.
Go ahead with the logic.
Okay, Mark, logic 1 and 2 armed.
Roger, we show the logic arm and your go for pyro arm.
Houston, we're ready for LEM ejection.
Roger, go for LEM ejection.
Thank you. Houston, we are set. We have a cryo press light.
Roger, copy cryo press light. Roger 11, we recommend you turn the O2 fans on manually and ensure that the O2 heaters are in the automatic position.
Roger, O2 heaters are on and we're going to cycle the O2 fans now.
Roger, O2 heaters to auto, or you can watch them in the on position, and O2 fans manual on. Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, in reference to your question on RCS usage, it looks like you're about 18, maybe 20 pounds below nominal at the present time. No problem at all, over.
Right. Wanted to be 18, 20 pounds above nominal, babe.
Sorry about that.
This is Apollo Control at 4 hours 34 minutes. Apollo 11's velocity is 14,972 feet per second. Its distance from Earth is 15,895 nautical miles. Spacecraft weight, 96,760.9 pounds. We're about 5 minutes away from the evasive maneuver that will ensure there will be no problems of recontact between the spacecraft and the S-4B stage of the launch vehicle.
11 Houston, your systems are looking good. We're standing by for the burn.
The duration of this burn will be 3 seconds. Delta V 19.7 feet per second. Ignition. Shut down.
Houston, Apollo 11, could you confirm that pitch gimbal motor number one turned off? We just shut all four off and we got a questionable indication on the ECS on pitch one.
Roger, stand by a second. This is Houston. Stand by, please.
Go ahead, Houston. You copy our residuals?
We got 0, 0, and 0.2, it looks like.
We had 0.1 while ago. It just went to 0.2.
Okay.
And EMF Delta V counter is minus 4.0.
Minus 4.0, roger.
And how about pitch gimbal one? Can you confirm that off?
Can you stand by just a second on that? At the present time, we cannot confirm it off. We saw a current drop indicating that several gimbal motors had gone off. We'll be back with you in just a second on it. Over.
Okay. If necessary, we can recycle it.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. If you go ahead and cycle pitch gimbal motor number one on and then off and give us a mark, and we'll tell you what we see. Over.
Okay, fine. It's coming back on. Ready? Mark. And it's going back off. Ready? Mark. And that time we got an onboard indication, Houston. Thank you a lot.
Roger, we confirm that it is off.
Yeah, we do likewise.
This is Apollo Control at 4 hours, 44 minutes. A news conference at the Kennedy Space Center is about to begin. We will take down the live circuits and tape air to ground during this news conference, play it back after the conference. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 5 hours, 11 minutes into the mission. The S-4B slingshot maneuver was completed about 5 minutes ago, designed to put the third stage of the launch vehicle into a trajectory that will take it behind the trailing edge of the moon and then into a solar orbit. The crew did not witness this maneuver. The command module was not in the proper attitude where they could see the S-4B at the time. We've advised the crew that we do not believe that we'll do the first mid-course correction, that we'll wait for mid-course correction 2 tomorrow and expect a delta V to be performed in that maneuver of about 21.3 feet per second. We've also had some other brief transmissions, including comments from Neil Armstrong on the view out the window and a weather report on the part of the world he can see. We have the tape of these transmissions that have occurred during the news conference at the Cape. We'll play that for you now and catch up live.
Houston, Apollo 11, we're starting our maneuver to observe the S-4B slingshot.
Roger, 11, we've got an updated attitude for you on the slingshot observation.
Okay, say the angles, please.
Roger, roll 002.5, pitch 289.3, yaw 357.5. And there's also an update, minor correction to your attitude for the P-52. Over.
Roger, I have rolled 2.5, pitch 289.3, and yaw 357.5. Over.
Roger. And for your P-52 and optics calibration, it'll be roll 346.5, pitch 345.0, yaw 007.8. Over.
Roger, 346.5, 345.0, and 7.8. Thank you.
Houston, roger out. Apollo 11, this is Houston. Over.
Roger, go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, we're going to go ahead and enable the S-4B for the slingshot maneuver. The LOX dump will start about 12 minutes from now. Over.
Okay, LOX dump about, I guess that'll make it about 01.
Sorry,
right, I'll try to give you a little closer update as we approach it.
All righty.
And 11, for your information, the magnitude of mid-course correction number one, if we burned it, looks like about 1.7 feet per second. We're presently considering not burning it. This would make mid-course correction two tomorrow about 21.3 over.
That sounds good to us.
Roger, you're looking good down here.
Yeah, we didn't have much time, Houston, to talk to you about our views out the window when we were preparing for limb ejection, but up to that time we had the entire northern part of the lighted hemisphere visible, including North America, the North Atlantic, and Europe and Northern Africa. We could see that the weather was good all just about everywhere. There was one cyclonic depression in northern Canada and the Athabasca, probably east of Athabasca area. Greenland was clear, and it appeared to be we were seeing just the ice cap in Greenland. All North Atlantic was pretty good, and Europe and Northern Africa seemed to be clear. Most of the United States was clear. There was a low, looked like a front stretching from the center of the country up across north of the Great Lakes and into Newfoundland.
Roger, we copy.
I didn't know what I was looking at, but I sure did like it.
Okay. I guess the view must be pretty good from up there. We show you just roughly somewhere around 19,000 miles out now.
I didn't have much outside my window.
Yeah, we'll get you into PTC one of these days and take turns looking. All right, let's
follow up. Houston Apollo 11, we've completed our maneuver to observe the slingshot attitude, but we don't see anything. No Earth and no S4V.
Roger, stand by. In GET, I have a lax dump start time for you. It's supposed to start at 5+03+07. And stop at 5+04+55. LH burn starts at 5+37+47. Stops at 5+42+27. Over.
Roger, thank you.
11, Houston.
Go ahead, right. Houston.
Roger, we now recommend the following attitude. Roll 307.0, pitch 354.0, yaw 019.5, and the lock stump has already been enabled, so we can't hold it off any longer.
That's okay, go ahead. We'll maneuver around to 307, 354, and 19.5. Thank you,
Coach. Roger. 11, Houston. It doesn't look to us like you'll be able to make it around to this observation attitude in 2 minutes. We recommend that you save the fuel, over.
Okay, Houston, you got to us just a little late. Our maneuver has already begun, so it's going to cost us about the same amount of fuel to stop it, no matter where we stop it in. We may as well keep going.
Roger, go ahead. 11, Houston, lock stump initiated. 11, Houston, lock stump has been terminated, over.
Roger. Roger, we still don't have the sight.
Roger out. Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, if you'll give us accept and stay in poo, we'll set your trunnion bias to zero, and I have a plan for balancing your oxygen cryos, over.
You got it.
Roger.
Now, Houston, Apollo 11, we've got the what appears to be the S4B in sight. I'll estimate a couple miles away. It's at a number 5 window. And the Delta appears to be coming out of
two radially opposite directions from the S4B.
Roger. They're continuing with a non-propulsive vent from the liquid oxygen tank. It would be radially opposite there. And Booster tells me that it's the continuous vent system. They're also dumping a small amount of fuel at this time. You've got about 23 and a half minutes or so until the apps burn. Over.
Roger.
11 Houston, we have a recommended configuration for your cryo switches to even up the load between oxygen tanks 1 and 2. Over. Okay, you're coming in very weakly there. We're recommending O2 tank 1 heater off, O2 tank 2 a heater to auto, O2 tanks 1 and 2 fans both off, H2 tank 1 heaters to auto, and H2 tank 2 heaters to off. Over.
Roger, we have that, except the last one was H2 fans to off. Is that a problem?
H2.
We have the configuration we have now is hydrogen heaters. We got 1 auto, 2 off. Oxygen heaters, 1 off, 2 auto, and we have all the fans off.
This is Houston. Roger, we concur. Out. 11, this is Houston. We've completed the Trunnion zero bias setting. You can retrieve the computer and go to block.
Roger that. Thank you.
11, this is Houston. We're just maneuvering to observe the slingshot. I guess we missed copying your LEM-CM delta P reading. Over.
Stand by. We'll give you a reading.
Roger.
Right now, reading 0.2, Bruce.
Roger, 0.2. Okay, Mike, and could you verify that your waste compartment valve is in vent there?
Roger, waste compartment valve has been in vent for, 45 minutes or so.
Roger, we copy.
If we're late in answering you, it's because we're munching sandwiches.
Roger, I wish I could do the same here.
Don't leave the console.
Don't worry, I won't.
Flight doesn't like it. How is flight today?
Oh, he's doing quite well.
This is Apollo Control at 5 hours 22 minutes. We're back live now. The Delta P you heard discussed is the difference in pressure between the LEM and the command module, cabin pressure. Apollo 11 coming up on 22,000 miles distance from the Earth now, velocity 12,914 feet per second.